AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Kansas City did it in New York, tied Game 5 of the World Series in the ninth inning to the thrill of fans watching back home. The Royals went on to score 5 runs in the 12th inning for a 7-2 win over the Mets Sunday night. That gives them the World Series title, 4-1. This is the Kansas City Royals' first World Series crown since 1985. New House Speaker Paul Ryan is ruling out an overhaul of the immigration system, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Ryan doesn't think change will happen with President Obama in the White House. He does believe some smaller immigration-related changes could be approved.
I do not believe we should advance comprehensive immigration legislation with a president who has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Ryan referred to President Obama's executive order to shield from deportation millions of people living in the country illegally.
He tried to unilaterally rewrite the law himself. Presidents don't write laws. Congress does.
This could put off any prospect of an immigration overhaul until at least 2017. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson has died in Nashville, lymphoma. Besides politics, he was into acting, appearing in at least 20 motion pictures and in the TV series Law & Order. This is one from his final appearance on that show in 2007.
If every one of these cases could be prosecuted by applying some equation in a book, then you couldn't get me out of bed in the morning.
Fred Thompson was 73. Sonar indicates the wreckage believed to be the cargo ship El Faro landed upright on the ocean floor east of the Bahamas.
They'll document the ship itself. And the bridge and the surroundings. If during that process they encounter human remains, then the Navy would attempt to recover those and bring those to the surface.
This is AP Radio News. A case being heard by the Texas Supreme Court on Monday could have broad implications for families that homeschool their children.
The court says it will consider whether school districts can require homeschooling parents to follow curriculum guidelines to assure a bona fide education. Michael and Laura McIntyre of El Paso are accused of failing to educate their 9 homeschooled children because they were waiting to be raptured. The McIntyres deny that and say their children were taught the same curriculum used in Christian schools. They accuse the local school district of anti-Christian bias. An estimated 3% of students nationwide are homeschooled, with curriculum and testing required in some states but not in others. I'm Steve Coleman.
A gunman is still on the loose after a shooting at Winston-Salem State University in North Carolina left one student dead, another wounded. A university spokesman says the victim was 19-year-old Anthony White Jr., a second-year student. I'm Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.